Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we wanted to run through some of the stats in the last week here in Karratha. You've got a few different categories you wanted to run through and also some outstanding vehicle that was stolen.
That's right. This is for the week from Sunday, the 11th of February to the 17th of February. In that period, we had one burglary. That was through an unlocked door accommodation in a caravan park, and a mobile phone was stolen. So that, for us, means 6 days without a burglary, which we take to be a good result. We had six stealing offences. Two of those were shoplifting, two were general stealing, and we had one stealing where a person's credit card was stolen. And the person who stole that card went on to use it at quite a few locations. So if you do have a PayWave credit card, treat it like it's cash, because if someone steals that, they can go and do further transactions with it. And also, if you do have a PayWave card and you go to use it at a supermarket or a shop and they ask you for proof of identity, don't be upset. This is a good crime prevention measure that we're using, trying to stop people using stolen credit cards.
Yeah, and anything over $99, obviously you need the PIN. So there are those few safety things that are there to help with those stolen cards.
That's right. And we've had 8 reports of damage, and they were all vandalism to cars, the wall of a house, and someone threw a sign at a garage door. In the same period, we had 5 reports of family violence and 1 report of an assault. We've been focusing also on traffic recently, and over the weekend from Friday to Sunday night, we stopped 285 vehicles in town and did a random breath test, and 3 of those tested positive, which we take as a positive too, that the message is getting out that you should not drink and drive.
Yeah, some low stats there indeed. And there's one stolen car that you're trying to track down.
That's right. On the 2nd of February, a 2007 silver Nissan Patrol, registration KR2938, was stolen. We haven't located that car, so if anybody sees that car, please give us a call and let us know where it is. The registration again is KR2938.
Now, there was a serious crime that happened earlier in this week. Didn't fall in this particular reporting bracket, but some pretty disturbing news out of Bulgara.
Yes, on Tuesday morning, a man received a quite serious injury to his arm when he was attacked by another man who was holding a cleaver. It was a defensive injury. He put his arm up to stop himself getting hit in the head with that cleaver. The person who did this is in custody.
Police Beats, where we catch up with our local police alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside Operated Northwest Self Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.